Victoria. Gauteng. South Africa. Africa. God is moving. What will be your next move?
Hello, everybody. Hello, world. Welcome back to the UnChristian Podcast. My name is Ntobiso Mazibuko, and with me is...
The one and only me.
Who is you?
Jeez. Tutunkosi, you all know and love. And today we are here at Muso Church.
We are in Muso Church, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. We are here with Muso Worship.
Yeah.
Make some noise. Make some noise. Listen. They are the South African gospel group that is sweeping the country by storm, taking the world by storm for the glory of God.
Amen.
They have set the fires of revival on in South Africa, and they're part of an amazing move of God that God is doing. But before we get into talking with them, please, if this is your first time, do subscribe, like, share, comment. Do all the things that are nice to make us grow. And we are on our way to 10,000 subs. Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us on this journey. Thank you. I'm excited today.
I'm excited. Cinema stars.
Listen. I am the self-appointed, self-proclaimed Muso Worship Ambassador. That's me. I'm so excited about what we're going to do right now.
I know, hey? Listen, I know. If people haven't heard their stuff, they're missing out. Hey?
Listen.
They are missing out.
The Jesus to the City album, Volume 2, is out.
Yeah.
And it's one of those no-skip albums.
Yeah, it's because every single track, Ikfaga Emoyeni
over flows.
And over. And it does. It flows beautifully. And Uhlaluse Emoyeni, there's
absolutely
no track. No.
A young keep.
Uhlaluse Emoyeni, you know, from track one right till the end.
Yeah. There's no break.
Zero. Whatsoever.
How are you driving, though, now, if that's the
case?
The thing is, you just say Jesus take the wheel.
Take the wheel.
Literally. Just say Jesus take the wheel.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
So that's how it is. That's how it is.
Right. So let's introduce who we are with today. Where do we start? We start on our right.
Yep.
On our far right is Once More Six. Yeah. Maybe you know him, maybe you don't. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm awesome.
Yes, yes.
I'm good.
Of course, Once More Six is no stranger to the podcast. He's been here before. Thank you so much, man, for gracing us once again.
I'm excited to be here again.
Awesome.
Looking forward to this amazing conversation. I know it will be.
Awesome. Yeah. To my left, let's welcome the, they say dynamite comes in small
package.
She is a queen, completely.
I think also Snickers is solo towards the end of the show. What do you think?
Put your one on the mic, I pay to put it.
There we
go. I'll send the invoice.
Yes, man. Young Asobetwa in the house. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having
us.
We
appreciate
it.
And then last but not least on my left again, it's Mr. Pule Mpeke. He is a drummer on the album, in the group, but also he's involved a lot in the production and technicals and a lot of stuff that you see. He works closely with Pastor K to put it all together. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
looking
man.
Forward to it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Guys, where do we begin?
Yeah,
sure.
I know we're gonna begin. We're gonna do some icebreaker questions first for y'all. Okay,
that would
get
be
ready.
Nice.
Get ready. All right. We're also gonna talk about people who are not here.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so in the group, who is the most punctual?
Wansi.
Who's always here first?
And I think it's Wansi.
My city 5 o'clock record. Who is it?
Wansi.
Once more.
Yeah,
once more. Wow. Yeah, literally. All right.
I have to give it to myself. All
right. No. He's giving it to himself.
Yeah, no, definitely Wansi.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's a thing about being on time that Yazi, he knows. Yeah. Yeah. Tank is offering because this will wait.
She's there.
Yeah. I am there. So there's a thing. And I think there's also a level of superiority. I'm on time.
Okay.
That's true. Well.
The politics of punctuality. I didn't know about this.
No, all right. Today. You can use today as an example.
Next
time. Where she came late today.
She came on the time that she said she was on a car.
Thank you.
All right. Question number two. What food do you guys eat during long rehearsals?
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah,
it depends on how the pocket is looking.
And it's always KFC.
No, we try to avoid KFC.
And
we try as much as we can.
KFC is an individual thing. It goes out the window.
Oh, separate.
Isn't it normally like pizza, like Roman pizza?
No.
Roman's pizza perfect. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, guys. So if you want to bless me also worship with food, it's pizza perfect.
That's the one.
All right.
The Godfather. Yes. The Godfather. Pizza perfect.
No, that's
next
the
question.
Everything.
Oh, is it Godfather?
No, I didn't know.
Number three, in the group, who usually comes up with all like the most craziest but the most creative ideas?
Sure.
Imagine like it's creative but outlandish and crazy. Yeah. Like, how do you think of this? Who's that in the
group? I think it's a combined effort, really.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. In the world party, we smoke from each other's cigarettes.
Puff and pass.
Yeah. So someone will say this. We're like, no, maybe. Like a combined.
Oh, okay, so there's always method to the madness, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't smoke, okay? We don't puff and puff.
Just to be clear.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Just to say.
All right, let's go. In the group, who's the most likely to get married next in the group? They're most likely to get married next.
There's no hope.
So we understand, to the viewers out there, just know that majority of the majority of the team, Basingi.
Majority Basingi.
Well, is it majority?
It's not majority, actually.
Actually, it's not like majority. It's half.
Half and half.
He's married. He's married. Paul is married as well.
Then there's me and Colin.
They are
married. Then the rest.
Then
the rest, we are still.
We're trusting God.
Who do you think is next?
We're trusting God.
Why are you rejecting that?
I'm not rejecting. We'll find out. We'll find out. Okay.
No pressure.
Yazi problem abaning as baza abantu
babo. It's
not make sure.
I see. Okay, next question. Who's the least punctual in the group?
Sure.
Eh? Least punctual.
Ritual. There's no way.
Ritual.
Come on, like.
No, because some people consider time to be like an abstract social construct. It's not a thing.
It's just a guiding principle. As long as you make it eventually. Next question. Who's the grumpiest in the mornings? The grumpiest. You guys at church, you've got a very early service.
Call time.
Who comes in just like, I'm not a morning person, I'm so grumpy. Who's that?
Sure, we actually try to avoid that. So we've got a thing that we say, if we notice that you are grumpy or your face is somehow, we say, please fix your face.
We need all the energy at
6:30 in the morning.
And everyone gets it.
It's like a culture thing.
Love it.
But also figure, otherwise, who's influenced?
Yeah.
No, that is actually very true.
It's true.
Being grumpy is like a yawn.
It's
contagious.
It rolls. Yeah. Okay.
Mantandas during rehearsals or whatever. Who prays the longest?
I was going to say Cairo.
Praying where she is right now.
Shout out to Cairo.
That's a good thing, girl.
That's why she's so powerful. And more. The secret of the anointing.
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Who's the fastest driver in the group? My test, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Once more six.
It could possibly be Cairo. Yes?
Really?
Yes.
It could
wait, what?
Be Cairo. She needs the prayer.
Actually, it is.
Why? It's pointing towards your direction.
No,
but
okay,
no.
I've never experienced Cairo's driving.
No, it's Cairo.
Yeah, Cairo.
No. Compared to Cairo, I'm an amateur.
Is it? So she's the Michael Schumacher
of the upcoming.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, last question.
I'm many more.
Who's there like best dress? Fashionista.
I think Sisbongi always looks amazing.
Decides what we wear most of the time.
She's on our dress code.
Oh, awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She makes
stylist
us,
of the...
gives us ideas.
Uh-huh.
And I think she ropes Oprah Colin in.
Into this thing. Into this thing. My brother, please.
My brother, fix your stuff.
Young born.
Awesome. Let's get into it. Pule, tell us, Ben. We've got this amazing album that we are all crazy about. How did that journey begin, just of this particular album, Volume 2?
Yeah.
The writing of the songs, conceptualizing the show, the recording, we were there in December.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it. Man, how did it all begin? What were the beginning steps?
So it's very tricky to actually make it about the project itself.
Sure.
Because for us, literally, we were writing songs for our church, for our local church.
Yeah.
Okay. What God is saying to us in the church, what we believe God is saying to us as a church.
Right.
And then we sing it literally every other Sunday here.
Mm-hmm.
So we just felt like, okay, people might want to hear this as well.
Yeah.
So that's really where it starts off. Mm. It's never really about, okay, guys, December is coming. We are going to, literally there's a song that was written a week before the recording.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming back.
Yeah, it was literally recorded.
No way.
A week before.
Yeah, that song is beautiful.
And then, here we are. But that's really how everything starts for us. It's always about our local church first, and then it goes
and
out.
And then you spread the message
out.
No, that is great. It's proper anointing. It's like everything. It starts at home.
Yeah.
And then you take it out into the world. And you guys are taking out amazing stuff. Hey?
Yeah, you are really ministering from that overflow, from what blesses you and not working in your life.
Yeah. Like literally the cup runneth over.
And I mean, taking it to the city as well, it's that thing of go out into the world and make disciples.
Yes.
When we started it, I'm skinnering now. So when we had the first one, I think there was the Delicious Fest that everyone was complaining about had just happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Pastor K was like, hey, I think we need our own Delicious Fest.
Mm. and that's exactly what I said when I came. This is the Jesus to the city. It was like a Delicious Yabazalwa.
Exactly.
Yes. Without all the extra.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, things
the delicious.
Extra murals.
So you guys are having it again this year.
Yes.
You guys. It was fantastic. It's a lovely family event. Good music, entertainment for the kids.
Yeah.
It's like a family fun day, in a safe environment.
Mm.
And it's so rare to have events that accommodate children as well.
Mm.
So that is the one thing I really appreciated. Sure. It's like a proper family fun-filled event where your child is safe. There's childcare facilities while the adults go and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And the lineup was just amazing. Mm. The lineup was, you guys brought the house down, literally.
That was amazing. Yeah.
It was amazing. So I can't wait for this year's one.
The entire lineup
I'm
was
sure
good.
It's going to be bigger and better. Mm. Then,
well.
Then.
Yeah, well.
Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord.
I've trusted him already. He's going to bring it.
And curating that, whatever was happening inside, from the whatever lights you use, the kind of camera angles that were there, seating, or there was no seating, we thought all of that. What thought went into that as you had put it together?
So the big thing for us, we always want to see people engaging in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't know if you've seen the videos, most of the shots, we're very intentional about making sure you see the people, mm-hmm. you see how they respond. Mm-hmm. And the cameras were so in between people. So that when you're watching at home, you can feel like you were in that room.
Yeah.
So that's always what we're trying to achieve. We're almost trying to, like once more always says, we prepare to be forgotten. So that's always like our thought pattern behind everything. Everything that we're doing should not be a distraction
for the next sermon. We prepare.
So even with the lights, that's why it's not like a lot of colors. It's like just very clean. You must just see and be within.
But funny enough, with that said, you guys become unforgettable though. Because people are part of the experience.
Yeah.
You understand? You're prepared to be forgotten, but you're also unforgettable because the people don't understand. If you haven't heard their album, guys, it's like people
it's
don't
available
understand.
iTunes, Spotify, Yonkindao,
and they're not paying me to say this. They are not paying me to say this. But it's like, because that Jesus to the City was the first time I had met you guys. Was the first time I had listened to your music.
Yeah.
But it was like, Ngati, it's stuff that I had heard. Because even the melodies, they're almost like you can hum them as you are praying. It's you understand that the melodies are prayers themselves. That's like even though I don't have the words for this prayer, but so the way the melody is, you know, it is soothing. It is. And when the chorus comes, I don't have, like, the thing is,
beautiful,
man. I'm with you. Having a groupie moment right now. You know, I feel
it's
like
Woolworths music.
It is Woolworths music. Yeah. And anyone, at any point in time, yes, you're having a great day and you want to celebrate and Muso music is there. Yeah. You're down and you need a pick me up. And I think for me, that's what your music has been for me personally.
Wow.
Oguti, like that pick me up. And it's not a pick me up nje ezokushiya moyeni, but it's spiritual, like the voices. Yeah. Yeah. I want to come to you. I'm sorry, I don't want to, but I want to come to you. Like the voices, the viewers at home know you, right? They've seen you before. You know, on Idols, and I've also had the experience of seeing you perform at other places as well. But when you guys have to bring those voices together, because sakhula sazi ukuthi kwakuyijoyousic phela that could provide such gospel music, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then you guys took it, and you took it to another level. Because where we had seen you before, Yanga, it was umculo. That's how
okay,
you can say it before, right? Before us in this.
No, I've been saved my entire life. Yo,
right?
You put again your entire life.
I was actually born saved.
and you can hear that, right? And you can hear that. So for me, it's like, what goes behind it? How do you guys pick and choose the voices that you bring together? Or is it just like an addition? Or is there, because it feels like, literally. So that is just my question. How does that all come together?
I think for me, from my perspective, the beautiful part about it is that everyone who's part of Muso Worship came to church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't necessarily come to Muso Worship.
Right.
Personally, I didn't know of Muso Worship when I came here. I just came to church and I came to visit. Yeah. And so by the time you get here, by the time you get to serve, we know that your heart is in the right place. Mm-hmm. You are here to be at church, you know, and we're people who believe in serving. Mm-hmm. And so it's just an outpouring, I guess, like an overflow of the serving that we already do here at home.
Yeah.
And so already our hearts are in the right place. Mm-hmm. And then if you happen to be excellent,
yes, excellent.
You are part of Muso Worship. If you happen to be intentional about growing your talent, nurturing your talent, and just like being intentional about your gift, mm-hmm. then you might.
So it's first requirement of being part of Muso Worship. For us, the first requirement is being a member of the church.
Okay.
Because we've realized there are so many groups with mm-hmm. people who are not rooted, grounded yes, somewhere,
in the yeah.
who don't have a bone of serving in their body. And for us, the priority
not a bone.
Listen, it's painful because
wild.
Any ministry in the gospel needs to stem from serving.
Yeah.
Any ministry, anything you do.
So it's not about the fame, it's not about the money,
that's why when Pule said we prepare to be forgotten, because it's not about us.
Mm.
So from what we do, we want to be successful church members first.
Uh-huh.
So everyone you see in Muso Worship is a member
is doing it for the love
of Muso Church, mm-hmm. and we are here to serve. It's amazing that God has brought us together in this one place.
Yeah.
We did not go out looking for Sisbongi. We did not go out looking for Yanga. Mm. You know, the church didn't go out looking for celebrities.
Yes.
We literally found ourselves here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just trying to do this. You know, to serve God with our gifts in the kingdom with excellence. Uh-huh. That's what we're trying to do.
What do you think makes Muso Worship different and unique and special, if I can use that word? There is definitely something special.
About you guys,
You know, I don't want to put you on the spot as if you're supposed to blow your own horns. You know, but what do you think makes you all unique and different?
I don't think there's anything that makes us really unique. I think we just chose to partner with what God wants to do right now.
Maybe that's it.
From Pastor K saying yes to the call to start the church and realizing that there is a natural gift of music in the space and nurturing that. For us, it's like we're just partnering in what God wants to do right now and we just said yes to it.
Awesome.
Because all the things that are happening, there is absolutely nothing we could have done for it to happen. It shocks us every day.
Yeah.
Amazing,
like every day, like, oh, okay, this is where we're at. All right, cool. All glory to God.
Yeah.
So, keep working.
Yeah, we just keep it there. So there's nothing that I can say. In fact, no, what we do is, no.
Mm. Really, this is our strategic plan.
God, yes, this is what we're doing. And then you will see how you use it going forward.
Yeah.
Sure. That's literally the whole thing. And I think one of the founding scriptures, I guess, for the Muso Worship DNA comes from the story of when the Holy Spirit came down, in Acts.
Yeah.
The guy started speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
Mm.
And there were multitude outside,
yeah.
and the multitudes could hear what they were saying because they were speaking their language.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were creating like a roaring sound, and that's what attracted them there.
Mm. Sure.
So for us, that's the thing, that God, we want to create a sound that brings people to you.
Mm.
We just want to bring them, and then you do what you want to do with them.
Yeah. Sure.
That's all it really is.
And you guys have done an amazing job. You guys have done an amazing job. Literally living that scripture out.
Yeah.
You know, you are like truly living that scripture out, because the one beautiful thing I love about your guys' music and you guys as a group is the fact that you guys are young people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you are young people.
And
you are relative. Young people.
You are young people.
Calm down. Calm down.
Don't let the outfits
and the torn jeans and the sneakers fool
my
you.
Brother, I'm young.
But that's the thing, though. That is the thing. You guys are showing young people out there, being a Christian, being rooted in Christ, you don't have to be boring.
Yeah.
You don't have to look older than you are.
It's my favorite song on the album.
Yeah.
It's that song about the name of Jesus, the Jesus
song. The only name.
Sure.
The only name. Man, I first heard that when I first visited Muso.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you were here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. First time, was it the, I don't know if it was the first time that y'all sang it. But I came.
Could have been.
I know, I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
No, I highly doubt it.
It's weird. It's a year and a half ago right now.
Yeah.
And I came and
I
was like, Mfundis, when is this song coming out? Did I not have to wait?
Sure.
But it's out now. You're the one leading that song, correct?
Yeah.
Man, what does the song mean to you? What does it say to you?
Sure. Man, listen. That song, in my heart, brings me down to my knees.
Mm.
Sure. It doesn't matter where I am, whether singing or listening to the song.
Mm.
Even if I'm driving, but it always brings me to a posture of surrender. Because what people don't realize, I always tell people, they always say the gospel is not emotional. Mm. Don't be emotional with the gospel. If you are sober enough to understand the gospel, you cannot help but be emotional.
Sure.
Because once you understand what Jesus
did for you. Once you understand who Jesus
is, what that name means,
and what that name means, and what it does for me, what it does for my family, that through this name I have access to God. I was not worthy. I was not supposed to be God's child. I was not supposed to spend eternity with him. But because of this name. So singing about that name for me is an awareness of mercy. It's an awareness of what Jesus did for me on the cross. It's an awareness of what who Jesus is for me right now. It's an awareness not only of his mercy, but his power to fight for me. Because even when I'm going through stuff, when I mention that name, I know I'll be saved. I know he's my present help. So that name is just packed with everything I need. So every time I sing about it, I sing about it with reverence. I sing about it with fear. I sing about that. That's amazing, man. And that's the posture of my heart when you
all just said it was you, Pule, the song We Are Buyu Jesus, or Jesus is Coming Back. You all wrote it a week before. Wow, that guy's
Pastor K wrote it, right?
First of all, it's something I said on social media. Like, guys, when was the last time we heard a sermon say Jesus is coming back? Number one. Let's just start there. We forget.
The only time we mention that is during Easter time.
But Jesus is coming back, to remember that there is a second coming of Jesus. There is a heaven and a hell. To put that in a
sermon, my Lord.
What went into that?
How we got to that point, actually, we were sort of preparing for the event itself to just figure out how we want to start it off. So the idea was we want to start off with like a prayer almost. Just bring everyone down because we'll be coming from all the hype. So the initial idea was actually to do I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided, you know. And then Pastor K was like, no, I want us to say something about Jesus coming back. Because at the time, there was just a bunch of things happening in the world that felt like, no, listen, this guy is at the door now. He's at the door. He's about to leave. And I was like, we need to nail this message that Jesus is coming back. In true Muso fashion, he sent a voice note to me, and once more, we ignored it for a while. Eventually, he came. They probably sang it once in rehearsal.
No way.
And then we sort of ignored it.
We sang it once in the last 5 minutes of a rehearsal.
And
like literally, because now, I have to admit, we sang it because I was now realizing that, hey, he sent this song a long time ago. And we've been focusing on these other songs. And I literally said to the guys, let's just quickly run through this. It's a new song. And then while we're doing it, I'm like, yo, like there's something here. And
we literally ignored it till
the day.
Last minute. The band had not played it. Literally, it was the first time we were playing it
together
on that day.
Wow.
The only guys that had sung it together were the vocals.
Because before that, we had not...
We never
ran the song with everyone.
No.
Really?
We did it on stage. You're like, yeah, gents.
We never ran the song with
anyone. Crazy.
I remember Pule had to figure out the tempo on stage. When I started the
song. That's wild.
As I started the song, I had to like move to it so that he figures out so it can... give us click and we run on time.
You understand?
You know? And then there is the song that is causing World War III right now. Led by Uyaga. Jesu Untikani or Jesu Ungubani or
Jesu Nengani.
Jesus my size.
Jesus my size.
Jesu Untikani.
It's full of me.
You know, but it's just like when you were singing this and leading it, what was going through your mind? You look like you are totally in it. You know? But from that moment to now, looking at what the song is doing, what are you feeling and seeing?
Okay. There's not a time in my life where I've ever doubted Jesus being enough for me. Like I said, I think I've been saved for almost my entire life, which is not a lot, but it's there, okay? It's 23 years. It's there. And just throughout, like, all the seasons of my life and all the stages that I've been in my life, Jesus has just always been enough. And so it wasn't really difficult for me to say, ah, Jesus, undigan. And I think some things, so sometimes when you sing stuff or you preach a message, that same message will come back and challenge you. I then had my own experience where that song was challenging me. I was like, Jesus, is Jesus really enough for you, my girl? So from that time till now, I don't think I expected the response. Sure. I was just excited to have something out. Yeah. I've always wanted to sing gospel music, sure. and I always knew that that's where my calling is. Sure. My calling is Jesus, and I want to sing about him, you know. Yeah. And it's something I even spoke about during Idols, during my audition. Mm. So I ikhontsha, guys. This is not new. I'm not saved now in December, you know. I've been known Jesus. I didn't expect the response, but it's crazy. It's crazy to see how people are responding, and literally all glory to God. I can't even credit anything about it to myself.
What has taken you by surprise in concerning the song, concerning the album? Like right now, you're like, what?
Because the song challenges. It's a challenging song. Because how it just untika. I wanna when you are your guys have been going through the most.
Yeah.
And just untika for me, it's been a reminder. Uguti, there's nowhere else. Like how nanjuwe engaring. And I wonder how holy fifi, and you can't move, you can't look left, you can't look right, and you want to do the things of the world in order for
things to work out.
And the song Jesu Untekani, it's like he's my end all and be all. And for that, for me, I'd love to thank you guys. Actually, I just want to thank you for the whole album.
I agree with you on that, right? Also for me, It touches on identity issues. We tend to look at what we have, what we can do, our esteem, or what people say about us to affirm our
values. To
say Jesu Untika, my identity is
Jesus.
Man, that's beautiful.
I am who he says I am.
Yeah, but for you guys, what has like taken you the most by surprise when you just look at how this song is going, or the whole album? You're like, whoa.
If you look at the numbers, you look at the,
just look at what's going on.
What's going on.
Everything,
Everything.
Everything. Because the thing is, like Pule said, we plan to be forgotten. We are literally obeying God for every step. So we're literally trusting God. Obedience is the plan. Obedience is the plan. So we just do what we believe God has put in our hearts, and we take that to the city. As to the response in terms of numbers, as to the response in terms of how many streams we're going to get, we never plan for that. We never plan to say that we want this song to have a million streams. We want this song to get a big response. We never even plan for which song is supposed to be big. We just want to obey God for every step, and know that after everything is said and done, when we look back, we have that, what do you call it, satisfaction of we did what God wanted us to do. That's what's fulfilling for us. So I don't know about you guys, but this shocks me every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shock literally every day. And I think from what Once More was just saying now, that we don't even plan for the song. Like the times I've seen on social media, there'll be someone who's like, hey, I can hear you guys talking about Jesu Untika, and I'm still stuck on the opening prayer. I haven't gone further than that. For me, it's like, oh, okay, so it's catering for everyone. And that's the big thing. The other day, I was going through some of the comments, and one of the comments said, I'm going back to church on YouTube.
That's everything.
I'm like, yeah, this is it.
That's why we do it.
Everything else, great.
All glory to God.
You see that one? That one is the plan.
That
is the plan.
That's the only plan. That comment.
Somebody must go back.
That comment. Like, even if they would shut everything down after that comment,
it's fine. As long as you've saved a soul.
That's all it is.
And your music is soul saving. It is soul saving. It is so comforting.
So we are launching this album now. Next summit, right? Give us the dates, give us the details. We are going to one of the biggest venues, indoor venues in Pretoria. Tell us all about it, because we want to be there, we want to be part of this. Where are we going?
So on the 27th of April,
we
are in Pretoria East at Moreleta Kerk. It's a 10,000 seater
Come on.
So we're trusting God together, 10,000 young people that are trusting God for the next.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea. Yeah. God is on the move.
Mm,
what
no,
is, your next
what
move?
Is your next move?
Yeah.
Because we believe everything that's happening, God already knows. We're just catching up to it.
Yeah.
You know. So we're just creating a platform to hear from other thought leaders, to just impart in people and be like, hey, it's possible.
Mm.
With God on your side, we can do it. And then later that day, we're launching the album.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah, we're launching the album. Mm. And once more, is going to tell you all the great stuff about that.
The pressure is getting lesser.
It's that day, I think it's probably not the biggest thing that has happened in terms of numbers for the kingdom in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of the biggest thing that's going to happen for people personally. Mm.
Significant, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think if you are considering it, make the decision to come through.
Yeah.
Because we have dynamic speakers.
Sure.
I think with the heart that we have for the gospel and for God's people, we've drawn... Pastor K has invited people with the same heart for people.
Mm.
Speakers who are dynamic in their personal walk with Christ and just to influence and impact the life of, if you're a worship leader, there's something there for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a leader in any aspect, in business, anyway, in motivational speaking, whatever it is, whatever next move you're taking, there is a speaker for you. And not someone who just address your career, but who will address your inner man.
That's right.
You and Christ. Yeah. And how and how even your walk with Christ correlates into your career, into your destiny. And the same day, later that evening, we are launching the Jesus to the City. And just imagine all of that impact into your destiny, and the same day, all of that worship, you know. And we're trusting God for, probably we'll be singing a new song or two.
Oh, yes.
True
Muso culture.
Of course.
But I love what I love about what you're saying is I'm relating the actual date, which is obviously going to be Freedom Day.
Yeah,
right?
27th April.
Freedom Day. And it's so ironic that, you know, when people think Christian life is life of, you know, of bondage, but not knowing that through Jesus you
there's
find
liberty.
Your freedom. You know, and that particular day and what you guys will be doing, there's such a big irony in it.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna come together, you know, inside. And guys, I don't know, but if you're not there, you will not find the freedom.
The Lord is merciful, okay?
Are you really free?
Are you really free? Or are you in bondage? Yes, yes, it does. You know, are you really free?
So, tickets are on sale already, available.
Yes.
150 rands.
Oh, guys.
Where are they available? Is it?
On Quicket.
Quicket, right, on Quicket.
150 rand for the whole thing.
Imagine.
Oh, guys,
for the summit, for the launch.
And the whole shebang.
Really?
The whole day,
The whole shebang. 150 the whole day.
It's an amazing package.
You know?
And the beauty is that, so the tickets were 250, and then about 2 or 3 weeks into us starting to speak about it, someone was like, listen, guys, we love what you guys are doing. And they gave about 150,000 into the thing. And then we're like, okay, taking the price down so that we can get as many people here
as we can.
So
it's not about making the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all could have easily said, we've got the money in the bank.
Yeah.
And still push the ticket.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
but y'all still said, listen, the,
it's
the,
our
the
heart
purpose
for
of
me.
The money was
for
cost.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so you see, guys, these people want you there. I personally want you there.
I want you there too.
I want you there,
want you
and
there
they want
the more,
you there.
The more God provides,
the
more
you
the prices go.
Yeah.
And if we, I believe if we wake up tomorrow and God gives us everything we need for that day to happen,
it'll be
free.
Although you'd have a big space problem.
Literally.
We'd have to make overflow tents and microphones out there. You graciously shared your age with us, younger, age 23.
Yep. Turning 23.
Amazing.
My birthday is 3 days before the
event.
After the event. No, before the event. Yes, so Kim, I'm so still taking for gifts. So my e-wallet is open.
Come on.
I value
come through.
The question is, you've got young people there stuck in all kinds of things. Mm. Who feel this Jesus thing, I don't feel it. It's not for me. What's the value of walking with Jesus at a young age for
you? Kona Oti, I don't want to quote the wrong person, but Kona Oti Ibaibilin, I was young, now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Yeah. I'm still young, and I've never seen myself being forsaken by the Lord. Yeah. I think also it is very important to be intentional about drawing near to the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord is always near to us. He'll never leave us, like he said, and never forsake us. And so there's not a point in your life where if you were saved, where Nkulunkulu will draw, like he will distance himself from you. He's always here. It's just us who need to be intentional about drawing near to him. And also the role of the Holy Spirit, I think, is very, very significant. Just embracing the Holy Spirit will make your journey so much more easier. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to walk this journey, but embracing the Holy Spirit and not just having like holy conversations with the Holy Spirit. I think if we think of, someone said this on the internet, if we relate to the Holy Spirit only when it comes to holy things, we'd say, oh, I'm thirsty for you, Lord. No, when you're thirsty for the boy, tell him. Oh, you understand?
Yes, yes.
When you're thirsty, exactly. Oh. When you're thirsty for the whatever that you're not supposed to be thirsty for, be honest. Just be honest and lay it all down. If you're experiencing extreme anxiety, just lay it all down.
Because we thirst for so much.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
We're not supposed to be thirsty.
Yeah. And it's human nature. It's normal, guys. It's normal to thirst for those things.
And this Instagram lifestyle thirsting for that Dubai trip on Ayaz, which is a mess.
Yeah. Sure.
In the midst of our thirsting, Jesus.
Jesus.
And that's how you wrap it up.
I want to repeat it this way. You are giving an opportunity to an up and coming gospel artist.
Yeah.
Tell us about that opportunity. Yeah. It's amazing.
We're actually announcing the winner when?
No way!
Very soon, actually.
Very soon, right? Yeah.
How has that been working? Yeah, what happened?
It's been wonderful. Yeah. We've seen so many gifted people with a heart for God, with a heart for worship.
So these are people who want to sing gospel.
Yes.
They don't have a recording deal.
And
they want to release a single.
They've never recorded before.
And you gave them a chance.
And you want to record a single. And so we gave them an opportunity. We just wanted to be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah.
Because, to whom much is given,
much
is required.
So God doesn't just bless us for us to now hold on to the blessings and then start shouting, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Blessed to be in blessings to others. We are an overflow, an extension of God's hand. So we don't keep whatever he gives to us. So we've given this opportunity to someone who will join us on the day.
Can't wait to see you. Hello, someone.
And on that day, they will record their song, which is an original song. And they will be recording that song in front of those 10,000 people that we're trusting God for. And after the event, we will give them the files. No strings attached.
Ooh.
Mixed and mastered. Yeah. They will have
their
single.
They will own
the masters. They will own the music video.
That's
they will,
so beautiful.
And they can take it and do with it as they please. And we are trusting God that particular recording, that song, that video will be something that will just set them up for success.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And open... just introduce them to the nation and open doors for them that would not maybe have opened up had we not been obedient. So we're just trusting God to use us to be a blessing to someone else.
This is an automatic invite to the Unchristian podcast.
We'll have you sitting here with us soon.
We're going to help you as well with what we have to take your ministry forward.
Welcome the winner.
Yes! Well, guys, thank you so much for the music.
Yeah.
Thank you for your obedience to God. Thank you for your heart that you pour into this, and just serving and serving with such diligence and sacrifice.
It's an honor.
It is an honor to serve. It's a privilege. We get to do it. It's a privilege, man. It's a privilege. Amazing. My favorite close is this has been amazing.
It's been amazing. Guys, I've just been having a groupie moment.
This was for her.
It was for me. It was like personally for me. I've been having a groupie moment. I'd just love to thank you guys for everything that you do from the bottom of my heart. And I'm not just saying this because I have to say it, you know, for the show. I really, really want to thank you guys. You guys don't, and Angeng isn't cut. You guys don't, you guys don't understand how much your gifts as individual and as a collective are for the people out there.
Right.
You know, what you guys are doing. Niumnigelo onigelai. You know, you guys understand.
Come on.
And you guys are continuing. And what you're doing is just a continuance of the Lord's amazing work.
Yeah.
And I personally love you guys. I think you guys are amazing. And we haven't seen... And if you guys haven't heard their stuff, I think you should get on all your...
digital platforms,
streaming platforms, and listen to Muso Worship, guys. But it's a Muso back. And I would just love to thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Wonderful music that we are able to just, you know,
that helps us get through the day. Gets us through.
So, guys,
the life.
Get on Apple Music. Yeah. Spotify,
Deezer,
all of them,
Tidal,
Bonge,
all of.
YouTube, the videos there, Jesun Tikani, and other videos from Muso Worship.
Who knows? There might be another video out by the time this airs.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
As long as it's the Jesus song, I don't want to hear anything else. As long as it's the name of Jesus. We appreciate you keeping us your time. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. This was Once More Six, Yanga Sobetwa, and Pule Mpeke. I am Dumiso Mazibogo, and
I am Tutu Lenko.
And together we are
Muso Worship.
Pretoria.
How dare South Africa. Africa. God is moving. What will be your next move?